Want laat me draaien met deze tafel. Meester, aan de Isa, bij Shamai Potrin, of bij Silo Mechaiden. Aan Galita, bij Shamai Mechaiden, bij Silo Potrin. So the Gemara says, and we'll describe in 1 second what these are. But it's talking about what's it called chala, whether you're chayiv and chala or not. If you make the dough in the way that's called me'isa, then b'shamay holds your potter from chala and b'shamay holds your chayiv. And if you made it the way of chalita, then b'shamay says your chayiv and b'shamay says your potter. Ezeo ha-me'isa, ezeo ha-chalita. Ha-me'isa kemach shal gabi mugvashi. Me'isa is you took flour and you put it on into boiling water. Put the flour into the boiling water. Ha-chalita mugvashim shal gabi kemach. And mugvashim, what you call in chalita is when you put boiling water, you pour boiling water over the flour. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Avi. So the first, the way we have the way the Gemara has this brisa first is that by Me'isa, by Shammai says your potter, by Sel says your chayiv, and by Chalita, by Shammai says your chayiv, by Sel says your potter. Now we have the next sheet, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said the name of Rabbi Yossi, that Zev is Zev of Tur. They're both potter from Chala. Again, they're not lechem. This is not the way that you make bread. We'll see in a second what the problem is. But Amri lo, and some say, Zev is Zev Achiyu. But both are Chai. Chachonim omrim, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, and the Chachonim hold is a different condition. Asam de'ilf is potter. If in the end you made them in a pot, then it's potter. B'tan or Chai. If you bake them in an oven, after you prepared the dough this way, then you're Chai. Now the Gemara is going to go back. Let's see the Rashito here. Hame'isa hechlita. Me'isa is a kind of boiling the flour, except the difference is whether you put the water into the flour or the flour into the water. Potrin minachala. Muglashim is roshchim, is boiling water. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to explain this. The Tanakama. Right, the Tanakama, who said that this is a machlokas, Beishamai and Beishilu. And that by Me'isa, Beishamai says your potter, and by Chalita, Beishilu says your potter. And the opposite, what's it called, one say your chayiv, by the opposite. Ma'ishno ha-Me'isa, ma'ishno ha-Chalita. What difference does it make if you put the water on the dough, on the flour, or the flour on the water? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yehuda, V'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, K'machlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu. The Tavra, Misha Shana Zu, Lo Shana Zu. That these two brises weren't said together. And Enochinami, the same exact machlokas by both. Except one brise held that they shamei holds your potter, and they show holds your chayiv, and if your potter both by Me'isa and by Chalita. And if you're chayiv, you're chayiv by both. And the other price are held at the opposite. This is Beishamai says you're chayiv, and Beishol holds your potter. But whoever holds your chayiv, you're chayiv for both of them. Whoever holds your potter, you're potter for both of them. So Rashi, the Tanakama Bereisha Mahadur Gemara LePerusha deBraisa. First, the Gemara wants to explain this Braisa before it goes and asks questions or brings proof to what we were learning before by Matzah. First, we wanted to know what we're talking about. To vote to having the Shabeshta, it shouldn't be a problem that the Brisa doesn't make sense, that it's some mistake here. But Harvard, Messiah, Milson, and then it finishes off what in the world this has to do with our Sugya. Moshe, Tiyufta, Minol, Rabbi Yochanan. That from here we're going to ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Kimachlokish Bezu, Kolomar, Hamachayi Bezu, Machayi Bezu. Whoever says your Chayiv and Chala says it both by Me'isa and by Chalita. Potter bezu, potter bezu. Whoever says you potter from challah says it by both of them equally. The reish of the mark b'tuksayu lav chadatam amrinu the kashmadavi, right? And the reish that says beishamai says this, beisol says this, beishamai says this, beisol says this is not one mandiyomer. It's two different opinions according to Rishonim Beisilu. Umisha Shonazu Lashonazu. The Tana that reported the machlokas of Rishonim Beisilu by Meisa is not the same Tana who said it by Chalita. Hai Tana Islay the Mechumer Beishamai Umikula Beisilu. The one who says that Beishamai says Yechayev holds Yechayev both by Meisa and by Chalita, no matter where you put the water on top or on the bottom, and Beisilu holds your potter in both of them. The Tana Chalita Vuadin Meisa. The Hai Islay the Mikula Beishamai Mechumer Beisilu. The Tana Meisa Vuadin Chalita. And the second one holds that this is what's called Beishamai says you potter, and Beisilu says you chayev. But they agree that you're chayev in both or potter in both. Okay. And Tavra kashin adodi, and even though they're problem one the other, the one who said this didn't say this. They're only a problem if you think the same person said both of them. But it's two different tanoim reporting what they sound like Beisilu said. Tosus asks, Lachara, what's the problem? Right? There is a difference between whether you put the solid on the burning liquid or the burning liquid over the solid. We have in Dine Taruvos, the machlokis, whether Tato Govar or Ilo Govar. Right? Which one is the one that, what's it called, that's significant? You have hot, what's it called, treif on cold kosher, or hot kosher, what's it called, or cold kosher on top of hot treif. So it's machlokis, whether the bottom is a significant one, and when the bottom is hot, that's when the iser goes into the heter, or no, that's when the top is hot, the iser goes into the heter. And the other way around, it would only make it kedei klipa. It would only cook it a very small amount, right? So maybe here the same thing. One holds tato gover and one holds ilo gover. And therefore one holds your chayiv and chala, right, when you put the boiling water on top, because ilo gover, and then it boils the flour, and that's not called lechem. And the other one holds no. When you put it on top, it didn't boil the flour completely. And therefore when later you make dough and you baked it, that's called bread. And the other one holds the opposite. What's the problem? Why can't we say there's a difference between whether the top was the hot water or the bottom was the hot water? Tosa says, can't be. Because everybody holds that it cooks it somewhat. Some of the flour is cooked. Shai was only, if all of it's cooked, if only a layer, thin layer. It's mashma, but it's talking even in a case, we have the exact amount of flour to be chayv and chamer. And then it can't make a difference, because part of it's cooked. And if part of it's cooked, there's not a shear anymore. There's not enough for the whole, for challah. So therefore, the Gemara said that can't be the difference. It must be that that's not the machlokas. And whoever holds your chayiv is your chayiv, even if the whole thing would be cooked. And the one who holds your potter, even if the whole thing wasn't cooked. Or whatever. And therefore, what's it called, the Gemara says, are two different opinions. One opinion says, both by chalita and by Meisa, Beishamai says you're chayiv, and Beisilu says you're potter. And the other one says no, both by Meisa and Chalita, Beishamai says you're potter, and Beisilu says you're chayiv.
Although the top and the bottom thing with flour and water, there's no top and bottom, it's going to instantly get mixed either way.
No, but still, it floats on top. It depends which one are you putting cold into hot, or hot over cold. Two different things. Okay. Tani Mias. Now that we know what the Bryce is talking about, we have all these different opinions. Okay, we have two different opinions of what Beishamai Beisilu said. Okay, that both are potter. Then we have Shmuel Reb Yossi, right, who says that, what's it called? Either both of them are chayiv, or both of them are potter, right, what he said. And basically what Shmuel Reb Yossi is saying, this wasn't the machlokas Beishamai Beisilu. Right? Everybody holds either they're both chayiv or both potter. And then we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says no, it wasn't machlokas, same machlokas by both. And then what's it called, we have the Chachamim. The Chachamim say It depends what you do with it afterwards. If you made it in a pot, then it's potter. If you made it in an oven, then it's chayiv. Okay, so those are the different things. Ketani mias. After we had this brisa, now we understand what it's talking about. V'chachonim omrim, echot zeh v'echot zeh, shason be'ilchis potter, betam or chayiv. Right? If you made them in a pot, then you potter. And if you made them in an oven, then you're chayiv. What did Rabbi Yochanan say before? That if you made it in a pot, that you put the dough into the pot before you heated up the pot, so it's mamish like an oven, right? Then what's it called? Just the opposite. You put the dough into the pot after you heated up the pot, then it's like an oven, and you're chayiv and challah, right? Where is Rabbi Yochanan before? Here. Maisa ilfas chayovin. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan says that if you made it in a pot, you're chayiv. And the Gemara then says over here, Bamedvar Mamurin, going to Siach Lesof Hidbik. Aval Hidbik Lesof Siach Pturin. Second? Right. Now, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds either way. You're chayiv, even if you made it in a pot. And Rish Lakish holds it makes a difference whether you heated up the pot first and then put in the dough, or you heated the dough in a pot. The second way is potter, the first way is chayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan holds if you made it in a pot, that doesn't make a difference. That's still considered lechem and your chayiv and chama. And here it says beferish that if you made it in ilfus, what's it called? Your potter. Amar lecha, right, so, so you have to Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Melech Rabbi Yochanan. Tanoi, ain't a chanami. I ask them. There are Tanoim who hold not like me, but I hold like those Tanoim who hold that making the dough in a pot doesn't affect its being lechem. The Tanya, I bring you a brisa where there are Tanoim who hold that even pot baked bread is called bread. The Tanya, Yochol yehi meisa v'chaluta chayon bechala. I might think that if you boil the flour first, either way, top, bottom, that you're chayiv and challah, tamid lomer lechem, need lechem, and boiled flour, right, that is not called lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lechem ala ofoy v'tanur. Lechem is only if you bake it in an oven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tanakama, the Chora Tanakama also says that you have to bake it in an oven and not boil the flour. In other words, you boil the dough can't be boiled. It has to be baked. So the same thing. Elalav, my silver, she could be nice. Is it not that the machlokas between them is, do you have to have dafka an oven, or you can have baked dough that wasn't boiled in a pot? And that's also called baking. Tanakama sober maisa ilfas chayoven. The Tanakama holds you don't have to need an oven. Even a pot that's like an oven is also called bread. Rabbi Yehuda sober maisa ilfas puri. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, only a tanur. But if you made it in a pot, it's not called bread. So here we have machlokas tanoim. So Rabbi Yochanan holds it Rabbi Yehuda, that a pot is also called baking. Versus no. The Kulei Alma, let's see Rashi to me, oh. Tanakama sober maise ilfas chayodin, v'hachi komer. Yochol tehe ha-me'isa v'achalita chayodin v'chala. This is the way that you should read this brisa. I might think that when you put boiling water on the flour, or flour and boiling water, and you boil the dough that you chayiv v'chala, tamad lomer lechem, that's not called lechem. V'hani lav lechem nidu. Before you made the dough, the flour was already boiled. That's not called lechem. Avo maisa ilfas, shalom nefu ela al ha'or, kroven heim maisa tanur. But if you took the dough, you didn't boil it. You made dough, and then you put it in a pot. And you baked it in the pot, that's dough, that's a bread. That's similar to another. Here, kroven heim maisa tanur, v'lechem ninu v'chayim. And then it's called lechem and yachayim. V'afilu hidbiku l'sopisiyach. even then it doesn't make a difference if you put the dough in before you heat up the pot, or you heat up the pot before you put the dough, like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Leih Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Maisha Ilfas Nami Pturin. Even if you didn't boil the dough first, you didn't boil the flour first, before you made the dough, but you put the dough into a pot, then it makes no difference. First, the Hang Lechem Lothi, but it doesn't make a difference. Anything you made in a pot is called what's not called Lechem. And here it could be that, according to Rish Lakish, at least, even Rish Lakish is Moda, that if you made it in a pot, like an oven, now you heated up the pot first and then put the dough in the hot pot, that could be considered like an oven too. But Rav Yochanan also doesn't make a difference. No matter how you make the dough in a pot, it's called baking. Versus low. No. No, that's not the machlokis. The kulei alma maisel fish tzuris. No, everybody can hold over here that if you bake it in a pot, you pater from challah. Not like Rav Yochanan, right? V'hacha kigon shechazer v'afal b'tanur. Come if we get. Here, it's talking where after you baked it in the, what you call the pot, you baked it in an oven. Okay, you baked it partially in a pot, and you finished off the baking in an oven. The Tanakama sober, kigon shechazer v'afal b'tanur, lechem karina bake. The Tanakama holds it since the finishing of this dough was in an oven, it's called lechem. Rabbi Yehuda sober, ain't lechem alofi but tanur mikor. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it had to be baked completely in an oven. Not first baked in a pot and then finished off in an oven. The kivin di mikor, la but tanur afiya, la lechem ho. Afiya, and since you didn't bake it lechatchil in an oven, it's not called lechem. Amar Rava, my time of Rabbi Yehuda, where's Rabbi Yehuda now? That it had to be baked totally in an oven, and not partially in a pot and partially in an oven. D'chshiv va'afu esr nashim lach mechem b'tanur echad. Says your 10 women will bake bread in one oven. So what do you see from here? That it's called lechem if it's baked in one oven. Lechem ha'afu b'tanur echad kari lechem. V'she'en ha'afu b'tanur echad ain't kari lechem. If it's totally made in an oven, then it's called lechem. If it's made only partially in the oven, that's not called lechem. Rashi, shechazer v'afon b'tanur, l'maisa ilfis. You had dough that you originally baked in a pot, v'hachi komer tanakama, and then you finish the baking in an oven. V'hachi komer tanakama, tamad lomer lechem, v'hani lav lechem ninu, v'mevusholim b'mayimei. The Tanakama holds, if you boiled flour, made the dough boiled, then the flour is not lechem. V'hu adin l'maiseil fesmami, shehid bikul v'sho pesiach. Therefore, if you put dough in a pot, and you heated up the pot, that's called, what's it called, not lechem. Because that's like making it, what's it called, boiled. Nami lav lechem yo. Aval chazer rafo b'tanur lechem kurin bit. But if you took that dough that you heated up in a pot, and then you finished off the baking in an oven, that's called lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Shavar, ofri b'tanur echad boina. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the whole thing has to be in one oven. The entire baking has to be in an oven. V'lo b'shnei tanurim, you're going ilfas the tanur. And not in two different kinds. That doesn't mean if you put it in one oven, and then finish off another oven, Rabbi Yehuda would hold your potter. That doesn't make any sense. What he means is two different kinds of ovens. You have a kind of oven called a tanur, right? And that, if you did the whole thing there, it wouldn't be good. But if you did it partially in an oven, and partially in an ilfas, that's what Yehuda says, no good. Even though the finishing off was in an oven, since part of it was in a different type of oven, that wouldn't make it lechem, it's no good. Okay? And again, what we said yesterday is significant here. This is a long tosfos of what we're talking about over here. Lagabei chama. Are we talking where you made a real dough and then you boiled it or you put it in a pot or whatever and then it's significant how you baked it? Right? Or no. It's not talking, that's what tosfos holds. That even if you made a real dough but whether what you did with it afterwards is significant. Even though the chiyuv of challah comes as soon as you make the dough, but it has to be finished off and baked in order to be chayv and challah properly. And the Ramban holds, no. One second. No, they just yaps. The Din of Tam tells us, holds that if you made a real dough, then it doesn't make a difference, you chayv and challah, what you did with it afterwards. And the Gemara over here is only talking where you made a batter, not a dough. So the batter itself wouldn't be chayv and challah. But if in the end you ended up baking it like bread, then it's chayv and challah. The Rabban holds no, that even a real dough, if you intended to make it in a way that's not baking, whatever that way is, all these different opinions, whether a pot is called pan baked, is called baked, it's not called baked, or whatever, then you're not chayv and challah. The fact that you made it not baked afterwards, even though the dough originally, right, was could have been chayv and challah, right? But the mice, no, even though it's not a dough, that's chayv and challah. But the fact that you bake it afterwards and make it into something looks like bread, that's mechayev challah. Challah can either be chayev when you make the dough, or if you, when there's no dough, there's batter, but afterwards you bake it and now it looks like bread, then it's chayev from the baking time. Either one is mechayev. But if neither is there, you have a batter, and then you didn't bake it like you break bread, then it's pater from challah. Whole sugya would depend what kind of dough we're talking about, batter or dough, and then what happened afterwards is the baking or the boiling or whatever, pot, pan, oven. Okay. Amar Rava, my time at Rav Yehuda Kishir. Is there any? Yosef Rabba Rav Yosef Achorig Rav Zera. Rab and Rav Yosef were sitting behind Rav Zera. The Yosef Reb Zeya came to Ulla. And Reb Zeya was sitting in front of Ulla. Omer le Rabba le Reb Zeya. So Rabba said to Reb Zeya, Bo mine mi Ulla. Rabba said to Reb Zeya, why don't you ask Ulla? Id bit mitnim, the Yersiach mi bachutz mahu. You put the dough in the pot, and you heated up the pot from the outside. You put the fire outside the pot. Like we do. Put a pot, put something in the pot, and put the fire outside the pot. That's not like an oven. In an oven, you don't heat up from the outside, you heat it up from the inside. Well, Malay, my Malay, what can I say? Well, what am I going to say? Diyaminalay, right? Whatever I say to him, you know, what's it called, what the shayla is, he's going to say to me, well, Malay, hi, niu, my silfus. That's a pot. That's not an oven. The heat source is on the outside. That's a regular pot. That's not called baking. Omer le Rav Yosef Rav Zera. Rav Yosef said to Rav Zera, Bo mine me'ula, right, ask Ula the following question. Hidit mithim v'avuka kenegdo ma'u. What happens, and when Rashi learns this, we're talking about a pot still. You put the dough inside the pot, but you put the heat source in the pot, not outside. You put a flame, like they took a blowtorch, and baked the dough in the pot. The heat source is in the pot. Omarle, my emale, diamenale, omarle, rovani, emosim ken. What am I going to ask him for? I know he's going to tell me that what's it called, most aniyim bake their bread like that. They don't have wood to put in an oven. So what they do is, they take a pot, and they make it into a portable oven. And the heat source is, you only need a lot less heat to heat something up in a pot than to heat it up in an oven. So they save on wood. So they make their pots into ovens. And therefore, it's bread. That's bread. I mean, bake their bread like that. Rashi. Hidbit bifnim, alechem beilfis. You put the dough into a pot, v'yosiachim bachutz, shenos malor, and then you put the pot on the fire. The fire is on the outside. Kemoshon roshit, like a regular pot. Mahu mi havi lechem. Is that called lechem or not? I knew Elu hein Maisa Ilfus, Shenech Lekubok Achonim, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. That's the case of Maisa Ilfus. That's exactly where Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish argued. The case where the heat source was on the outside, and the, what's it called, the dough was on the inside. What about the other case? Vavuka Tenei, Do Milmal. You put a flame, right, on top, in the pot, and you put the dough on the bottom of the pot. So now it's like a little oven. The chom ha'esh lo eit be'ilfa, shum ha'mayer at the yasa. Since it's a small area, it heats up much faster than it would be if you put wood in an oven. Mahu, mi'adi ke'in tanur lo, it's like a little oven, and therefore you chala, or no, it's still considered a pot. Rov aniyam hosin, kol ma'isa ilfas ke'in, she'ein lo'em eitzis, l'kachum ha'mayer lapos. Right, that's the way that what's it called that aniyam make their bread. They make the pot into a little oven. Tosus learns over here that last case is not talking where the fire is inside a pot and the dough is in what's it called in the pot. Okay? Because he holds that what's it called that the Machlokas or Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is what's it called which case would it be? Dafka, the case where you are madbik, what's it called, bifnim, and you see up bifnim, then what's the question that Rav Yosef had before? So Tosus learns that it can't be both talking about a pot. Otherwise, the whole shilas would not work out. He says that the case, the last case over here, is talking in a tanur. You didn't heat it up with wood, where you heat up the tanur, and then you put the bread in the tanur that was heated up on the inside. But you took the bread, what's it called, connected it to the tanur, and then took a flame and held it next to the bread. It's not like a regular tanur. Tanur, first you heat up the oven, and then you bake the bread in a heated up oven. Here, you didn't heat up the oven. You put it inside, and you took a flame and roasted. It's like roasting the dough over a flame. Is that called cooking, baking or not? That's the shaykh.